Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Right now, we're going to have a conversation about what's going on with Ukrainian refugees. We know that Albertans have been front and center in trying to help resettle them and welcome them to our province and provide them a place to stay and all the rest. So let's get an update on that. We're going to chat with, we just call him Mike. He's a listener who's been involved in helping Ukrainians right from the get-go. He's got a lot of help from you, the audience, and thank you for that. So let's get an update. Mike, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Anytime. Thank you.
Where are we at? I mean, I imagine the demand hasn't really slowed down that much, and you're still seeing more and more requests for help, right?
Yes, that's right. They're steadily incoming, and now that airline prices have dropped a bit, they're coming in even more and faster. Great mix of people, some super prepared and ready, and some basically fly in with a backpack and the seat of their pants, and they all need help.
In terms of numbers, what are we looking at here, Mike? I'm always blown away when you tell us how many people are reaching out for help.
It's a constant stream of thousands, but we're settling several new families a week with several requests per day just for the Edmonton-St. Albert region. And Calgary is just as busy, if not more so. So it's hundreds of people coming in on a biweekly to monthly basis, potentially with lots we don't even know about who don't come through us.
It's absolutely mind-boggling to me, and you're doing all this sort of, as you say, just through goodwill and hard work. So, I mean, in terms of people stepping up to help you do what you're trying to facilitate, are you still seeing people volunteering and saying, yeah, they can come stay with me, what can I do to help?
Yeah, I mean, it's trickled down a little bit. We desperately need host families. The system is so clean and good now that essentially you can have a family settled in a week and almost ready to move out on their own in a month, month and a half, 2 months at most. So it's not as hard as it was in the beginning. With all the support we offer and the volunteers that we have, it's a nice system now, and we desperately need more host families and for people to repeat host.
Oh, repeat. So they get one family in, get them settled and off into their own place, and then they do it again.
We have some people on 3 to 5.
Wow. Unreal.
Yeah, they're almost, some of the best ones are competing now, trying to get to 20 or 30 Ukrainians helped and hosted and on their own.
That's amazing. Good for them. In terms of how it's working, like you said, things are getting better, because I know we've talked before in the past, Mike, and you said there were all kind of barriers that were being faced in terms of you being able to do what you do because the government didn't have things in order. So that system has been worked out a little bit and things are running smoother that way.
Yeah, we have a guide for every question and situation now. It'd be nice if the government did more, but it's essentially now at least out of the way and figured out.
Good, good. That is good to hear. I wanted to ask you, there was a story in the news yesterday. I'm not sure if you've used this or if you dealt with this at all, but WestJet making some changes. Nearly 200 Ukrainians have flown to Canada using the WestJet Buddy Pass system. Have you been able to take advantage of that?
This is, funnily enough, the second time around for this, and they got busted because they tried to do it publicly through a charity against WestJet policies. But when we did it months ago, one of the best volunteers I've ever met in my network, Jessica Langer, total sweetheart and amazing organizer, she met a couple of WestJet pilots who did this a little more on the down low. And we managed to fly in about 130 through our hosting network. And these pilots actually went on their own time to Poland to escort Ukrainians to Canada with their buddy passes.
Wow.
And they kept it on the down low so that WestJet wouldn't get wise, hoping that when they did find out about it, they'd be on board for the public support. And it turns out that's not the case. They got the pressure put on. The tickets are a little flaky sometimes. You can get bumped around, you know, and they don't want the pressure, so
right,
I get
yeah.
it. But it's something they could be donating at this point. We desperately need flights. Some people have money, but the people who need the most help, you know, like, it's, would you spend 90% of your life savings to get here? Like, what have you got when you arrive?
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, to be fair, WestJet has, they're still offering flights at half price. And like you say, the issue is those are standby flights, and they may not ever come around. So that was part of their concern, and they're still...
It's funny, though. Inside our network, we got away with it until they kind of ran out. And then some other pilots started talking in their group and trying to do the same. And then they got to make it public. And bang, here you go. You get a whole bunch in, and then the hammer comes down.
It's the way it always goes. Mike, I'm sure the ask is still out in terms of if people want to help, you're looking for anybody that's willing to lend a hand to your cause.
We need hosts. You can email me, mikeinedmonton@gmail.com. And we are desperate now. There's a free store in Edmonton that helps Ukrainian families with basic goods, and everybody's getting real nervous about winter. We're really desperate for things like winter jackets, heavy hats, gloves, and scarves, things for kids, you know, knit caps and booties for babies, the nice new socks, like brand new socks in packages that aren't, you know, gross from the drawer kind of thing, but good condition used winter gear, pants, work jackets, parkas, coats, layers, all that stuff we're starting to look for in a big way. And of course, anybody who wants to volunteer, we need furniture. We're starting to move a lot of people into their new homes and apartments away from their hosts. And there's places you can drop off donated furniture and all that. You can email me, mikeinedmonton@gmail.com. And, I mean, there's thousands more coming, and, and they seem to be doing well.
That's fantastic. And, again, Mike, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. I'm sure they appreciate it, and we're all thankful you're there to help. So anytime we can help, just give us a call.